This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be co-hosting with Owen Stroyer today. I'm in Los Angeles to do some big podcasts. More on that later. Now, I say this at the start of every broadcast. There's a quickening. A lot of things are coming together right now, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But particularly today, a lot of really incredibly dangerous things are unfolding, and also a lot of really, really exciting good things are unfolding. So coming up on the broadcast today, Trump has now come out and said he's going to be going after the censors. They're preparing at the Justice Department. They already are coordinating with all 50 states to do it. Very exciting. He's talking about the bullying culture of the left and standing up to them and what they've done to Kavanaugh and the fact that the New York Times has been caught in a giant hoax and the House of Cards is coming down. Now we have the Pentagon coming out saying they have proof that the Iranians out of Western Iran, the border with Iraq, fired cruise missiles, not drones, those refineries. I told you that yesterday. I said, folks, I think it's cruise missiles, I said in the morning. Drones at this point are not doing that. The rebels took the blame as a proxy army for Iran, and I talked to a lot of smart people, and they concur, who didn't even hear my show yesterday, that this is like 1979, the deep state's trying to embarrass Trump and hurt the U.S. economy. So I don't want to have war with Iran, but they are seizing ships, and they probably did launch these attacks because they know they can deny it, then sucker Trump in, and the deep state's going to sabotage Trump just like they did in 1979 with Jimmy Carter and the Iranians, the very same crew, and just like they did in the early 1960s with the Bay of Pigs, the CIA did to Kennedy. So they do these tricks over and over again, and we were the first to break that information down. Now more and more people are pointing at that as well. We're going to be covering all of that today. Also, David Knight knocked it out of the park with a report he did on a secret U.S. government plan to survive the end of the world. That's coming up middle of the next hour. There's going to be so much more today. But first, you're going to see congressional hearings and all the documentation of the Democrats directing the plan to censor conservatives that they announced 2 years ago. None of this has been covered in the news. They think we're so dumb, they admit they're running the censorship in Congress, then go on TV and deny their censoring and meddling in the 2018 and 2000 election that's coming up. So that special report is coming up right after this break. We know the globalist plan. We can defeat them if we take action and just don't accept being dumbed down and being enslaved. We're covering it all right now at band.video, infowars.com/show, and of course on the satellite, on the AM and FM, on the global shortwave. And however you're listening, the only way we expand and defeat the globalists is you participating and spreading the word, which I know you're doing. That's why we're overriding big tech, the chi-coms, and the globalists, and they can't stand it. Owen Stroyer will be co-hosting today in between these powerful reports with breaking live news and more. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
That's right. So Alex Jones will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm thinking this morning and praying, what's the big news? What am I going to get into? And then it was incredible when I got in and I saw all the reports that Alex had filed and the topics that he was going to file. Again, it's like we're on the same wavelength. What are the big issues we're facing? A potential escalation of war worldwide with the situation in China and Hong Kong, with the situation in India, with Pakistan, and with the situation now in the Middle East with Saudi Arabia, Iran, Israel, and the rest. You've got the AI takeover. What does that mean when the AI gets fully rolled out? Alex Jones is going to be reporting on that. Knowing how serious these escalations could be, what are the elite doing to plan for total global catastrophe? We're going to be breaking that down. How about the fact that the Democrats right now are openly calling to confiscate your firearms? These are all huge news stories that are developing right now. So we're going to break all that down and then lay the groundwork for the next slate of big news stories to come, which will be hopefully the collapse of the deep state. But it all comes up today on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Stroyer sitting in studio. Alex Jones on the road. We'll be back on the other side of this short break. Don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about InfoWars.com/show and now band.video.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our species is facing the greatest challenge in our history on this planet. There is a technological revolution being carried out by the technocrats, as they define themselves, that is seeking to build a post-human world.
Way back in 2013, the dark side of Ray Kurzweil's transhumanist utopia, he wrote in his book, quote, "Humans who do not utilize such implants are unable to meaningfully participate in dialogues with those who do."
The only way to conquer humanity is to destroy humanity. That's how they supposedly declare victory to their AI god that promises them immortality if they only cast off their mortal coil.
And he also, in fact, quoted the Unibomber in his own book. He said, quote, "Due to improved techniques, the elite will have greater control over the masses, and because human work will no longer be necessary, the masses will be superfluous, a useless burden on the system. If the elite is ruthless, they may simply decide to exterminate the mass of humanity."
When I was becoming politically aware 30 years ago, the statements by the establishment calling for this nightmare plan were only in white papers and academic treatises. But in 2019, it's now mainstream news being promoted to us like it's mother's milk. The end of humanity is a great thing. We're a parasite. We're bad. In fact, let's keep babies alive after they're born and harvest those little suckers' organs. Let's kill old people. Let's just embrace pure evil so that when they come for us, when they come for you, there'll be no one left. Our humanity is being stripped from us. And that's my main sin. That's why I am the most demonized, most lied about, most banned person in the world, because I stand for a human future. I want to lay out here, in the next 15 minutes or so, what's happened in the last 3 years to InfoWars and myself, because it's a model for you and your family. Now, I said they're setting me up as a test case 3 years ago. And a couple years later, they indeed banned me on hundreds of major platforms, took bank accounts away from me, took my ability to use PayPal away, listed me as basically a terrorist in an international database. But all of that was part of the new global social score coming, where anyone that doesn't behave the way the establishment wants is downvoted into oblivion.
Dear passengers, people who travel without tickets or behave disorderly or smoke in public areas will be punished according to regulations, and the behavior will be recorded in individual credit information system.
That's the plan for this modern Mark of the Beast world government system.
Up and down the middle of the country, all red.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri.
Yes, it was at 80% an hour ago for Clinton.
What is it now?
68%.
Okay, God damn it, I'm nervous.
Ohio.
Ohio, gone.
Idaho.
Okay, yeah, I don't see a landslide here. I don't see it at all.
North Carolina.
God And if we need Florida, are you f***ing me?
Florida!
It is f***ing panic time.
New Georgia.
Donald Trump now the favorite to win the presidency.
Iowa.
We'd already seen a lot of censorship against InfoWars on YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter, where if something we put out went particularly viral and was embarrassing to the establishment, they would just delete it or shadow ban it. But when Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, they went from governing our reach down 90% to outright shutting us down 99%, where almost none of what we put out on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter reached anyone. But that wasn't enough for Hillary Clinton. That wasn't enough for Senator Wyden and Senator Blumenthal and Congressman Quigley and countless others. They had hearing after hearing after hearing.
Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers. The video violated YouTube's rules against bullying, and it was removed. Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
Demonizing me and lying about me and saying I was working for the Russians or that I was a racist.
As of just a short time ago, and I'm talking about when this meeting started, on Twitter, if you clicked on the hashtag NYC terrorist attack, which is, quote, trending, marked with a red button saying, quote, live, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story with the headline, Imam, I warned de Blasio about New York City a terror. He was too busy bashing Trump. This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
This stuff is not speech. It's incitement, harassment, defamation. I respectfully suggest whatever your machines are, they're not working.
And that I was doing all these things that I'd never really done to set the precedent that when I was banned, no one would stand up for me because I was supposedly a bad guy. And once that precedent was set using the straw man, then everybody else would then be banned after. I predicted that. It was an easy call, and now it's happened. Hundreds of millions of pages have been deleted. Hundreds of millions of people have had their accounts taken away. The Republican Party can't even put out an ad on Facebook saying we're looking for strong women to join Trump and empower America. That's supposedly hateful. When Antifa goes to the home of the Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, and threatens to stab him and kill him, they're allowed to put that out and use Twitter to bring people to his house. When he linked to it and said, look what these people are doing, they froze his account and stood by it. All because Trump and the Republican Party and others have put up with this.
Your wife, everything you stand for.
Hopefully some out there with some booty dolls in these.
Yeah, you know somebody is. That's probably what it is. Just stab the in the heart, please.
They then intensified the demonization on all these platforms where I couldn't respond back in a meaningful way. I still had platforms on the sites, but no one was able to get it or basically spread it or share it. Then, as more Project Veritas reports came out exposing that I was the main target.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name. They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. They said, when it comes to Alex Jones, we need people to scroll and manually find him and manually have to find that video. We're not going to allow that video, if it gets 10 million views, to be on the front of the so-called news carousel.
They made their big move on August 6th, 2018, when I was banned on over 40 major platforms in just 3 days.
Recently, many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones. Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Isn't it funny, Stephen Colbert says, Alex Jones lost his war on info. Let's all celebrate that. Big major corporations led by Tim Cook of Apple, who literally runs slave factories in China, and who's moved their main base to China, and who's given all the code keys to all Apple users to the Chinese government. That's confirmed. Reuters reported it. He gets up there and says, Alex Jones is garbage. We curated him out like a museum.
kind of like Hitler curated the Jews away, or how Mao Zedong killed 85 million of his own people in the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution, now being praised by the New York Times as a great leader. These are sick, evil authoritarians, and they are now taking everybody's speech, not just mine, and telling us, front page of the Washington Post, hey, Google Nest is watching and listening to you, and it's always been listening. It's been recording you for years, and so is Amazon's Alexa, and so is Facebook's system, and so are 20 other major companies like Samsung and others watching and listening to everything you do and putting it in corporate databases. And now they're proposing that if you say things and sound depressed or sound angry, that goes into a psychological score recorded by big data run by a new agency they're setting up called HARPA that does pre-crime that will take your guns, forcibly drug you, or send you to a psychiatric facility if you're a thought criminal. And 2019 isn't even over.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
These cartels are coming after not just our First Amendment. They're coming after our Second Amendment and openly saying they're going to ban all the semi-autos and come to our homes and take them, if need be,
from my cold, dead hands.
Tech overlords like Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, hope that you take it lying down. They don't like it when you do what I and others did. Go to Congress and confront them with their treason against humanity face to face.
Google is evil. 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 Google is evil.
As fate would have it, the day that I decided to go to the White House and bullhorn President Trump to take action against big tech censorship and attempts to steal the upcoming election, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, just happened to be inside, lying to the president.
You must take action against the censors. You must take action against big tech.
Looking live there at the White House lawn, Alex Jones, the controversial host, Trump supporter, out there with a bullhorn.
Tucker Carlson said it best. InfoWars wasn't taken off the air because we're lying or because we're bad and the system wants to protect you in between all the Prozac drug ads they're pitching. It's because the truth is so much more powerful than a lie. They can't succeed in deceiving you if the truth is allowed to be out there in the open to challenge them. Because we can feel it. We can see it. We can, as Tucker Carlson says, smell it.
Censorship does not work. Ideas spread. The good ones, which are rooted in nature and observable reality, take root and they endure. People know what's true. They can smell it.
You see, there was a perfect storm. Dying corporate media, like CNN and others, that no one believed or wanted to watch, that they have to pay to be in bars and hotels and train stations and airports, and the dying political corporate system worldwide that the people are seeing through, and big tech that's offering to protect old dying media and the political establishment. If they just give big tech total control over everything they do, then the technocracy will protect the establishment. And now big tech's taking over education and is spying on all the pupils in public and private education and tracking everything they do over the iPads and over the systems. Any serious government, any serious military that looked at this anti-human agenda and how it's unified across the planet and how it's been working for over 100 years in the scientific community to build this breakaway civilization and this post-human world would have to come away with one conclusion. There's some type of off-world or interdimensional, call it satanic revelation or mystery of evils, what the Bible calls it, that is literally building a worldwide government with a cashless society meant to micromanage and control every facet of our lives. And it tells us that it's doing it to build a post-human world on the ashes of which this New Age man or this God is going to arise from. Don't these suckers see that this spirit that's commanding them, that's influencing them, that is animating them, that is inspiring them, that is possessing them, has come to kill, steal, and destroy? All the science, all the Trojan horse iPhones make us depressed, make us lonely, make us not have people we love. It destroys our lives, and it's only getting worse. It's an incremental, soft kill, silent weapon for quiet wars. The ambient background is being turned up, just like the frog in the cold water slowly turn up the heat. It incrementally never feels the temperature until it passes out and then dies. We can face a frontal assault. We can face a foreign army. But we cannot face the creeping, manipulative death that is globalism and the worldwide technocracy they're building. And so the story of InfoWars being taken off the air, being shut down, being blocked on almost every platform is the story of everyone in the future as this octopus, as this giant squid, as this face sucker gets firmly in control over us. Every day that passes, we're losing our humanity. Every day that passes, we're losing that spark and that godlike spirit that our Creator gave us. Every day, we're losing that connection to God. We're losing that connection to family and to the earth and to the soil and to being natural, good creatures. We are in the process of being phased out, of being destroyed. Not because we're ugly and failed, but because we are the rightful heirs to this earth and because God has an incredible future for us, but had to give us free will so we could choose whether to be led by the fallen one into this system that we know is killing us, or to go with our spirit and our gut and our common sense and our ancestors crying out to us from eternity, waiting for us to join them at the next level. If you want to stay with the devil and the worldwide system, that's your choice. But to all of you thinking you're getting ahead by serving the system, by going along with Facebook 3 months ago when Zuckerberg said Alex Jones is the most banned man on earth, they said you will not say his name in a positive way, only negative. You will not promote InfoWars.com unless you attack it.
How dangerous is InfoWars? Well, Facebook believes it's so dangerous that you can be banned from using the platform, Facebook, just for sharing its content unless you simultaneously denounce it.
That's a giant cult. That's what re-education camps are. And that's what it is on a giant digital scale. And that's what we've already accepted. Wake up and say no to it now. In closing, I'm not worried about myself. People say, how are you taking it? What's it like? What's it like watching this control grid, this cage, this web, this net being tied around humanity and watching most people asleep or in a trance as they're slowly fed into the mouth of this monster? It's incredibly animating. It's incredibly empowering because I'm awake and I'm struggling against it. And it's not my opinion. They've said what they're doing. They've said it's an anti-human system because metaphysically they have to tell you, that's God's rules, what they're doing to you. Just like cigarettes saying they'll kill you on the package. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being given free will. You're being given a chance. That's why we're still on air. But the only way we get out is through organic humans spreading the word. The AI system is using us as a test case of how to shut down the human resistance against this. I represent the human resistance to whatever the hell this thing is that we know is killing us. We need to have a debate about what it is. We need to have a debate about its game plan. We need to have a debate about how we're going to stop it. And for those of you that choose to join this thing, you've been given over to great delusion because the road you're going down is not one that's going to empower you. It's one that's going to destroy not just your physical body, but the information you carry and who you are, your soul that is real. Your genetics is under attack. Your body is under attack. Your soul is under attack. Your will is under attack. And you must face the fact that you're under attack to become strong and resist it. Don't adapt to submitting to it. Adapt to overcome it, but first you must admit it. InfoWars' quest is the human quest. You are the resistance. We are the resistance. And we're unstoppable when we ask God for help. A great darkness is upon us, but the darkness is there to challenge us to recognize and choose God and choose justice. Thank you for watching. Please get this vital information out to everyone you know.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroeder. Troyer or Paul Watson band videos. We are building it to be a place where band memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at band.video.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in California, Texas, formerly known as Austin, but now California, thanks to Democrat leadership like Mayor Adler. And the homelessness issue here is a big story, but what are we looking at as a nation? And what does it mean that Democrats are calling for gun confiscation? I'm actually floored right now. You have, because it's just, you forget about people like Adam Schiff, don't you? Remember that dirtbag? No, that dirtbag's opening up his big mouth again. But it's just, you think about the leadership of the Democrat Party, the Nadlers, the Schiffs, Swalwells, Pelosi, Schumer. How about Ilhan Omar? Married her brother. Married her own brother. In fact, the story is at Infowars.com right now. Ilhan Omar caught deleting Happy Father's Day tweet to nurse sad. Of course, that's her dad. But her brother shares the same surname. And so she basically admitted unwittingly in this tweet from 2013, she married her own brother. Isn't that nice? Ilhan Omar. Wasn't that like a white thing, I thought? Like the white people are incest. Well, I guess it's Muslims, isn't it? Of course, that's true. It's actually well known. But it's not really a race thing. It's a culture thing. But for Ilhan Omar, it was a break the law thing. Tax fraud, immigration fraud. Oh, yeah. Ilhan Omar married her brother. Now, Ilhan Omar, I don't know if we have this clip, guys. It just came out. Ilhan Omar is now calling for federal employees or federal jobs for anyone who wants to work. So, an avowed socialist here. Ilhan Omar, the adulterer, brother marrier. But you know what's even worse? Forget about the marrying of her brother. Forget about the adultery. She is an anti-American dirtbag, and that's the worst part about her. So that story is at Infowars.com. You can check that out at Infowars.com. And while you're there, saunter on over to InfowarsStore.com, where we have big specials happening right now, up to 75% off some of our supplements, including combo packs like the Gut Health Combo Pack right now. Seven different supplements in the Gut Health Combo Pack, and it is at a discounted rate right now. I believe it's 50% off. It may be actually more than that now. We may have discounted that even more, but it's all at InfowarsStore.com. But, you know, I want to talk about a product that we just came out with maybe about a month ago, and that's the Ultra 12. Our vitamin B12 supplement. Now, I was stocked up on our former B12 supplement before we souped it up and reintroduced it as Ultra 12. So I actually just started taking Ultra 12 this week because, or I guess actually last week, because I had my stocked up of our former formula, Secret 12, which we then boosted and made Ultra 12. And everybody used to make fun of me because there was a famous ad. You guys probably remember. It's like lightning in a bottle. You heard it 100,000 times. It was the first ad I cut here, and it used to run all the time. And it was. The old vitamin B12 supplement we had at InfoWarsStore.com, it was lightning in a bottle. But Ultra 12 is like an entire lightning storm in a bottle. And it really is amazing the energy you can get from B12. It's also known to help with recovery. Ultra 12 from InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off this week. And you can read all the 5-star reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, part of our massive sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And don't forget about Beto. That loser wants to take your guns. Will he Beto not? We've got that t-shirt. It's a hot one right now. Infowarsstore.com. Beto not. I think we have three or four different colors of that. I like the classic gray one the best with the red print. There it is right there. Beto not. It's got a weapon of war, as Beto calls it. No, it's got a rifle on there. It says Beto not with a lone star above it. I like the light gray the best, I think. So get your come and take it Beto O'Rourke Second Amendment t-shirt. That's on sale, $10 off at InfowarsStore.com. By the way, I'm not sure where this was. There was a gun store, maybe in Oklahoma, Guys, see if you can find this. A gun store runs a Beto O'Rourke gun special on rifles, sold out in 4 hours. There it is right there. Woo! Beto O'Rourke is really trying to dethrone Hussein Obama as the number one gun salesman in the history of the United States of America. What do you call that? Beyond irony, really. Gun stores across U.S. hold Beto sales after Democrat vows to confiscate firearms. Get them before Beto does. That's from Adon Salazar at Infowars.com. Yeah, I actually purchased my first rifle after the Democrats started saying they were going to ban AR-15s. This was after the Stoneman Douglas High shooting. I'm into the Second Amendment. I like to protect myself. I've got quite a few guns at home, but I'm really not a big gun culture guy. I don't really talk about guns much. I don't really go shooting much. I enjoy skeet shooting with my shotgun. I'm pretty proficient at that. But, man, I'm just smart enough to know when people start saying we're going to go after the rifles, we're going to come make it harder to get a gun, that's like, okay, code red, better arm up before the slave masters come to take my guns. But the numbers are up across the United States. Gun sales are up. You do a Beto O'Rourke gun sales special. You sell out in 4 hours. We sell T-shirt. We make the Beto not don't take my guns T-shirt. Those are selling like hotcakes. Get those before they run out. That's not even a limited edition, but we're already running out. So they really just don't get it over there at the Democrat Party, do they? They really just don't get it. I'm just stunned at this point how anybody could vote for a Democrat. But the good news is, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Here's what I realized. And it's time for conservatives to come out of their shell. Because here's what I already knew this, but it just re-hit me last night. I was doing some shopping last night, and I was picking up some new sport coats. And the nice lady that was helping me, we just started talking about an issue. She just moved here from Houston. She was shocked at the homelessness. And the conversation kind of went down the road, and it turns out, you know, she's, you know, conservatives, shares conservative beliefs. And I'm standing there like, you know, do I talk about conservative politics? Do I say X or Y and be afraid if this is liberal? And I just realized, because we just agreed with almost everything, and it was just common sense stuff, like, it's time for conservatives not to be intimidated out of their First Amendment. It's time for us to realize we are in the vast majority. And before I even walked out of the store, there were three other people. One of them recognized me, and the other two were like, yeah, we really do need to do something about this homelessness issue. It's turning into California. What are the Democrats doing? Ladies and gentlemen, people are sick of the Democrat Party. People are sick of the liberal progressive politics. It's destroying this nation. We know it is. They're now calling for all-out communism as like a last-ditch effort to save the collapsing inner cities that the Democrats destroyed. People are done with the Democrats, folks.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers, when we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
For your guns. They're coming to disarm you. They're coming to complete your journey into serfdom and slavery. Almost every nation on earth has had the guns taken. You can count on one hand the nations that still have a basic right to keep and bear arms, and one of those was New Zealand. But when a man came to the country and illegally got guns and killed people, now we all globally are guilty and have to turn our guns in, even though that makes crime rates explode. And creates a victim disarmament culture. And now in New Zealand, They're facing 5 years in jail if they don't turn their guns in. And we have the images and the video of people turning their guns in masse. This is happening, ladies and gentlemen. And if they try to do that here in the U.S., which the Democrats admit they want to do, which they unanimously admit is their policy, the police are going to be the instrument trying to carry out that unconstitutional, deadly duty. Our nation was founded in 1776 because the Redcoats were coming all over the colonies, confiscating the guns, starting in Lexington and Concord and Bunker Hill in 1775. The globalists don't care about your children. The globalists don't care about your safety. They know that crime using guns is actually very rare. It's a rare way to die. They know that. But they are invoking your emotions to manipulate you and to make you feel guilty for what psychotics and crazies do. They have total gun control in the Middle East, but they have one of the highest crime rates in terrorism and jihad everywhere. Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world many years, or is in number two place. Because all the citizens have been disarmed. We already know all this. And so it's time to get back in the system's face and say, listen, you're not getting our firearms. It's not going to happen. The left knows it'll cause a civil war. And because they're losing the political battle for hearts and minds, they want to start gun confiscation in blue states and in blue cities to trigger a civil war. They're even going to have Antifa guaranteed stage themselves as patriots and carry out false flags to blame us. The globalists are making their move. With economic warfare, with trying to start a war with Iran, with manipulating everything to try to stop this nation getting control of its own destiny again. But the people are aware, and the people understand that being sheeple and being followers is what's gotten us in this predicament, and America and the world is awakening with populism and freedom. Let's not go the way of the hundreds of other nations, over 100, that incrementally had their guns completely taken. Look at what's happening in New Zealand right now, and understand this will not be America's fate. New Zealand is a former Commonwealth of the British Crown. We broke away from that. If you want to be disarmed, if you want to be a slave, physically move to North Africa. They still have slavery legal there. If you want to turn your guns in, go to North Korea, go to China, go to Mexico, be a slave. But America's different. We deserve one damn country where the Second Amendment and the right to keep our arms hasn't been flushed down the toilet, and where we have the free right of free humans to defend ourselves. Throughout history, serfs have been disarmed. Slaves can never have weapons. We are not slaves in America. We are free men. And the right of free speech is under attack as well. And the right of property rights and the right of families. We retake our liberty and our birthright and declare that we are not your slaves and we will stand up against your tyranny. Exercise your First Amendment and your Second Amendment now or lose it like those in New Zealand.
Firearms collection event 100 kilometers northeast of the capital. Following the deadly attack in Christchurch, the country's Labour government launched a national buyback scheme, offering financial compensation to people who surrender their guns before the 20th of December. As part of tougher gun laws, most semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines are now banned. Since the program kicked off in mid-July, more than 19,000 firearms have been handed in and €21 million paid out.
There are some people that are very emotional with some of their firearms, and we accept that, and we'll do everything to respect that. We make the process as easy and as simple as possible for them. Where the firearms are old and been handed down through the family, it's quite an impact on them to actually have to give that firearm after many years or generations being in that family.
The contentious crackdown and subsequent debate have divided not only New Zealand, but the firearm community itself, some 250,000 gun license holders.
You're only taking the weapons off the honest people. It's more about laws about those that have weapons and are unlicensed and using them dishonestly.
I fully support it. I'd like to know that you don't need these sorts of guns.
It should have actually been sorted out years ago. That's my thought.
Hey, it's got to happen. You know, it's like anything. One bad apple spoils the bunch, doesn't it?
While many New Zealanders welcome these tighter gun laws, others accuse the government of rushing through ineffective, knee-jerk legislation. Groups such as the Council of Licensed Firearms Owners claim the reforms punish those who do the right thing and say they deserve to be heard.
It's really important that the government starts to listen to some of the subject matter experts. This first tranche of legislation has gone through without our help, without our assistance. There is no need to have a divide between firearm owners and general public, because those firearm owners are still general public.
For some New Zealanders, hunting is a way of life, both as a source of food and as a method of pest control.
And we're off.
Well, there you go. Now, if New Zealand is successful with this gun confiscation, within 20 years, you will see it ramp up in violence and criminal behavior. I would say it'll probably take some time to reach a state like Mexico is at right now, where you have hundreds, thousands of politicians murdered over the years, and the cartels basically run everything. So now that the cartels know New Zealanders are disarming themselves, they will slowly start to move in. And believe me, there will be plenty of firearms to go around for the criminals in New Zealand. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, you will be disarmed and you will be a victim. In fact, the best bumper sticker I ever saw for gun rights, it was just simple. It had two boxes to be checked. One of them said gun owner. The other said victim. Which one are you? Which one will the New Zealand people be? And I think we know where that goes from here. But this is what Democrats are trying to recreate, this gun buyback program or this gun confiscation like Beto O'Rourke is calling for. It's not going to go over well. The good news is Beto will never be president. That's the good news. That creepo will never be president. That total fraud will never be president. The bad news is it's now been implanted in the Democrat voters' mind. Yeah, we can call for the confiscation of guns. That's now considered mainstream. Of course, the Democrat Party is probably perplexed by this. This is something they've obviously been wanting to do, but they couldn't say it in so many words. Now Beto's let the cat out of the bag. And I just see no path to victory for a Democrat Party right now in the 2020 election. These are people that are avowed socialists. They admit it. They're calling for more socialist policies. They want open borders. They want to destroy the Second Amendment. And this is just not popular. So they can think whatever they want about those policies. They're not popular. They do not sell. And they will not win a presidential election. But what is going on with this Democrat race where you have all of these people pulling at zero that are still running? They're just in it for money and fame, folks. Beto O'Rourke's not going to win. Pete Buttigieg isn't going to win. They're all irrelevant at this point, except for maybe three or four of them. But they're going to keep raking in those campaign dollars and keep calling to take your guns. So good job, Beto, the number one gun salesman in America today, Beto O'Rourke.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.